This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the big show today, Al Jackson's on Zoom, plus glasses and in the trunk. We'll have that for you coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Chick.
Hi, I'm Jess.
Remember how you liked it so much and you kept saying, hey, come on back and do the podcast.
And you know what? It only took us a few years, but we listened.
Here we are.
Here we are.
What you need to do is become a Bob and Tom VIP and sign up for not only the Off the Air podcast, but you get video of the show every morning. You get Bob and Tom 24/7. You get
access to all of our old all of our old bits.
All the old podcasts and all the Bob and Tom shows. It's unbelievable what you get when you become a Bob and Tom VIP member. Not only that, but you also get amazing admiration from all your friends.
Yeah.
You just walk up to them and you go, you know, I'm a VIP with Bob and Tom.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what they'll do every single time. So do that now, won't you?
All right, Bob and Tom, we back on the red carpet ceremony for the Michael Jackson farewell tribute. Another update. I'm Sir Charles Barkley, joined by James Gandolfini from The Sopranos.
How you doing?
Tony, it's been a big day. We got some great interviews lined up. Looks like you got a very special guest.
Yeah, just gonna walk up past. He's played here before at the Staples Center, so not really surprised to see him. But ladies and gentlemen, Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh.
How you doing? You're one tall son of a bitch. What size are those feet?
I was 23. Can't believe his own. King of Pop is dead. Just had to come back, pay my respects.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Shaquille, thanks for stopping by. We go way back. So cool. You came back to pay your respect to the King of Pop.
Yeah, I got to say the same. How big are those feet?
Yeah, they're size 23.
Jesus Christ. Fact is, we just got to talking to Emmanuel Lewis.
Yeah.
What are your shoes? Could be his SUV. Could be a f***ing kayak. Jesus Christ. I got to get one of those.
Yeah.
Sick of talking about my shoes. Get that question every day.
Here's what you don't get. Hmm? Hey, have you seen the Stevie Wonder shoe size? Because the fact is, he has it. You get it?
Pretty good. Pretty good, Jerry.
I know, it's pretty good. Kind of takes a second, but...
Tony. Yeah, okay. Tony, that was my joke. Shaq, I swear.
It's
that,
pretty good.
Tony.
I'm laughing.
Tony, get that grin off your face. Tell him the truth.
Jesus Christ, I was laughing like a little baby.
Pretty good.
Yeah, takes a second.
Got to move on.
But when it hits you, it's going to hit you hard.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Thanks, Shaq. Thanks for stopping by. Tony, next time you steal a joke, I'd appreciate the footnote.
I'm all choked up. I'm laughing so hard.
Look, I see him from here. Yep, it's him. That's Steve Perry. Uh-oh. Steve Perry from the band Journey.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Well, the fact is, that prick owes me money.
Oh.
Yeah, he has for years. Hey, you Perry. Yeah. The fact is, Journey got a new lead singer, a Puerto Rican, twice as good. Keep walking, you prick. I hope they never let you back in. The fact is, you're dead to me. You're f***ing dead.
Hold it. Easy.
Wow.
Easy.
Woo.
If it's up to me, our last episode, we would have used Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
You can't be saying somebody's dead to you when you were at the funeral.
Stop believing. Yeah, you better not stop walking. Don't stop walking, because they're going to kick your ass. That's a $50, that's a wig.
Now, chill. We got to have the utmost respect,
right.
Especially right now, Tony. Because we're joined by the father of the fallen Michael Jackson, the King of Pop.
Oh.
His daddy, Mr. Joe Jackson.
Oh, yeah. I know times are tough and it's really bad, so all due respect. How you doing? How's the family?
I'm great. My family's all doing fine. But I want to make this statement. Marshall and I, we own the record company called Ranch Records.
Uh-huh. Starting to tear up. Uh-huh. You kind of hit the nail on the head.
Tony, what you talking about? I thought it was kind of rude. Mm-hmm. Here we are right now. This son about to be laid out. And all he got to say is his new record label.
Yeah.
I was really kind of offended by what he said.
Look at you. The fact is, he's a boss. I got a lot in the cupboard. He has to go out every day, give it good or bad. He's got to earn. Got a lot of respect for guys like him. He's holding up real good. Not a single tear. Life goes on. The circle of life. Like what they say in the Billie Jean King song.
All right, Tony. We're going to come back with more as we pay tribute to Michael Jackson. Hey, Tony, if you're going back up there, get us two this time. My melted.
Eat it faster, you prick.
Yeah, I just don't want to get one of those eye headaches again.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, those are a bitch. Like a toothache in your head.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
From a new location, wearing glasses, which is throwing me, it's Al Jackson. Hey, yes, Al, sir.
Hello.
Al, it's great seeing you again, and I want to get back to the glasses in a second. But, Pat, do you think you could do a little intro for Al?
Something, what kind?
I don't know. Maybe either.
That's a great intro. Let's just leave it at that, Pat.
No, I don't know. Maybe like his name is Al Jackson, something like that. Or
it's Al Jackson.
His name is Al Jackson, and he's a friend of the show. He's going to teach Tom some words, and we all know how that's going to go.
That was awesome.
All right.
Well done, PG, for the win, baby.
Thank you, sir.
Man, that's a nice chair you're seated in.
Boy, oh, boy, that is.
I like gorgeous. It. You know, my dad was a lawyer for his chosen profession. And he had, you know, these kind of chairs just remind me of his office.
Yeah.
Sure. Law offices in the 80s kind of had that brown leather. Like you would just sit there like, oh, I'm dead.
Hey,
you know, like uncomfortable, just big leather chairs.
Now, Al, you'll appreciate this.
Well, we'll see about that.
You've been to my house, right?
I have.
Yeah, the I don't know if you remember this, but
I was tied up, but the room I could see was nice.
The if you remember, I don't really have an office, but Willie's old room, my son Willie, I've put my computer and stuff in there, and the table in there is the old front door of that house.
That's cool.
From 1934, I had it turned into a table, but that chair is one of the only objects I have from my dad. It's one of those leather swivel
so
office
cool.
chairs, and that's really nice.
Well, that got a lot of use then, didn't it? The chair.
Oh my gosh!
Oh, no, that's Chick being hilarious because my father couldn't walk; he was in a wheelchair, but he would transfer to that chair.
Chick, you want
to
keep going? You want to make some new shoes comments?
Oh, yeah, he only had like one or two pairs of shoes. Thank you.
Nothing funny.
By the way, Tom, I've decided today that Christy looks like she's the heir to the Peeps fortune. Like, doesn't she look like she's like the fourth in that generation? Like she's sitting on millions.
Oh, that's right. I am Amanda Claudette Peep.
I think she looks great today. That's a terrific color on her.
Well,
Christy is honestly my spirit animal. Like she's just the sweet. People like fans ask me all the time, and I'm like, she's just like she seems on the show. She's just the sweetest person. I love her.
Well, gosh,
now,
thanks,
Al. My son Willie, who you know, was on with us earlier this morning, and
that's
we got
homie.
On the topic of watching porn somehow. And I know that you have your very specific, and I guess people have each. Person has their own specificity about what they want to see, and
sure.
I was innocently
do you remember what
asked.
Al's was?
I innocently asked, and I do, but I innocently asked Josh if he likes to watch erotic clips, if you will, of men wearing glasses with their appropriate.
Yeah, when the man
lady.
Is with the woman, do I want the guy to be wearing glasses so that I
was kind of fishing for if he likes to see pornographic situations where he can identify as the.
Yeah.
And you said.
Oh. I said I tend to watch a POV porn.
POV, and then my son Willie piped in knowing exactly what that meant. I wasn't familiar with the.
It's just point of view. So it's the guy who's taking part is actually holding the camera
So you don't see the guy.
You see it from his point of view.
Right.
Well, that's got to
like
be difficult.
It's like a first-person shooter, Tom.
Right.
But, I mean, you got to hold a camera and at the same time focus on what you're doing.
I don't think he's actually holding the camera.
It's not him. Well, welcome to the world of television, Tom. There's several people in the room.
I just envisioned some guy wearing some kind of camera on his head.
Can somebody get a dry erase board for Tom with a Madden playbook so he can see how
sometimes
this is working?
It's the guy holding the camera if something's being done to him,
okay.
If you know what I mean.
Yes.
But then usually it's somebody who's very close nearby making it look.
Okay. Yeah. Then we got to the, I asked this other stupid question. Is there a category on these porn sites for, like if you just want to see women with glasses, and apparently there's not just one, there are dozens of them, right?
That's
what Willie said.
Yeah, women with glasses.
Yeah. It's
Willie seemed interested.
Yeah, Willie weighed in with that one pretty quickly.
Yeah. I think just anything that kind of makes a woman look not professional, but kind of like there's always the fantasy of like the naughty teacher, the naughty librarian, and just kind of glasses do that. The hair up with the pin so she can take the pin out of the hair and the hair. Yeah, it's just kind of, you know, the authority figure
who becomes naughty.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, and Al,
I skip right past that.
Isn't your particular something about wrestling, women wrestling or something?
Tom, I'm about athletics over here.
Uh-huh.
And,
to see a competition, don't you?
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, we all know I want them to wrestle it out. Survival of the fittest. I'm going to be like Joffrey. I'm going to thumbs up, thumbs down. Gladiator.
Okay.
This is Sparta, baby.
I assume that there's a scene, and this, I am somewhat of naive about this, in which some woman at a particular moment in this, in the setup, if you will, for the eventual action, leans back, takes off her glasses, and kind of leans way back, and then, you know,
I can't believe how big that is.
Yes, the OMG.
Yeah.
These pops her glasses back on.
Double take type.
Need these no more. Yeah.
Or I guess it'd be worse if midway.
She had to put them on.
All of a sudden, she's sort of squinting, like looking for it.
She has to use the thing that they have to look at diamonds with.
Uh-huh.
A jeweler's loop.
A monocle. I'm sure all of these things happen.
Tom, now you're a historian of days gone by. Why do you think the monocle hasn't kind of come back? It's a unique look.
Well, I think you have to kind of cram it in your eye socket, right?
Can't be
it does seem like that.
Yeah.
I think it was a certain era. I can't see a guy working up. Well, I'm doing construction today. I'm going to put my monocle in.
And also the desire to punch somebody with a monocle has got to be 10 times what it normally would be. just for the story at the bar, just Chicky telling the story. Yeah, dude, I punched that guy. They got the monocle over there, hit him right in it. It's like, you kind of want that story.
Why did you punch him? Because he was wearing a monocle.
and a top hat.
That's right.
I think the eye profession has come a long way. That was probably back in the day when you had one eye for far distance vision and one eye to read, maybe.
Oh,
did you ever see
that's really smart.
A lady that had one of those sticks with glasses on them?
Oh, the opera glasses.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Sure.
Yes. The little mini binoculars?
Yeah. No, just regular just glasses. Regular.
Right, just put them up to her.
Oh, face. The reading glasses. Yeah, the little reading glasses.
That's what I say.
What do we have here?
I've got to get a pair of those and just use them at restaurants when I look at the menu.
I'll have this. Be quick about it.
Now, Al, you've been to Hollywood enough to know that I haven't spent much time there, but I've actually seen people with ascots on.
Yes.
Tom, are you ready to have a conversation with me?
Boy.
Yes, sir.
Tom. There may or may not be this website called Amazon. And, you know, we're all locked down in these madness, these crazy times. And maybe Monday, Al Jackson ordered 4 ascots.
Oh,
really?
I swear to God, I will send my Amazon link screenshot so that people can see when I ordered that this is not for the show. I'm just crazy. So I ordered four ascots, and I will. I think they get here in early May because everything's so moving a little slow.
If I've got this in mind, you must be working on a script. It's going to be the Black Gilligan's Island, and you're going to be in a young Thurston Howell.
They're rebooting everything else. So why not Gilligan's Island with a little color?
Have you ever? What is that great joke you were telling me?
Oh, Dick Cavett.
Dick Cavett.
Oh yeah, he said it on Carson. Yeah, Carson said, "Dick, what are you working on these days?" And Dick Cavett said, "Well, I'm working on a comedic version of Gilligan's Island."
Okay, that's a great joke. Yeah. Al, I've been. I used one of your phrases this morning.
Let me hear it. Lay it on me.
I said the Bob and Tom Show.
Oh God,
it's in the trunk.
Yeah. It kind of, honestly, because you've been saying, my man, 50 grand, and you've been trying to just, it, like a bad marriage, you just keep trying to make it work. That's not working. But the way that you said that, that could almost be like a stinger for the show. Yeah. I like it.
The Bob and Tom Show, it's in the trunk. Should I add a baby to it?
A what?
Yeah, let me hear it.
Yeah, at the end.
The Bob and Tom Show, it's in the trunk, baby.
I like it.
Maybe Ace, you try it.
The Bob and Tom Show. It's in the trunk, baby.
Ooh. Oh, see, now that's tumescence, yeah. Practically.
Yeah. Every time Ace talks, I'm attracted to him and it bothers me.
Well, thank you very much. Al, let's see if we can learn a new phrase and take a quick quiz. What's happening?
All right, Tom, let's do this really quickly. This is an old school hip hop term for a payphone.
Wow.
Think about I'll give you a hint. Think about a landline phone and the setup for that.
Plugs.
Four letters. You're on the right track.
A plug?
Nope, but you're close. Think about a landline phone. Starts with a J.
Okay, so I was just about to shout out cord. a landline phone with a J.
Think about my last name.
Oh,
the Jack.
Yeah, that's old school. Do you guys remember when Jack. You used to know where every payphone in the city was? I remember, like, I used to know where payphones were. Like, if I had to call, I'd be like, oh, there's one at the gas station. There's one here, but I'm not going to go there. That one smells like pee, but I can use that one if I have to.
That's right.
Like, yeah, there was a time when you had to know where every payphone in the city was. Tom, we're going to move on.
But I love that's an interesting topic, because there used to be a payphone at the gas station I used to always go to.
Yeah.
And I'd see these dudes pull up on their cell phones, get out of the car and go use the payphone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now,
you don't want to trace your call.
I see one of two things happening there.
Yeah.
What?
Mistress
or drug deal.
No, they're just busy men. They got deals to make.
They got a cell phone in their hand.
Oh, no one's arguing about that, chick. There are deals to be made.
Yes. Don't want to use up all your minutes.
What?
Hell, back in the day, man.
I'm guessing Ace had a pretty close eye on his minutes during the day.
That used to suck, haven't it?
Yes. Right?
It did.
Yes. Yeah. Josh, I'll tell you this. My first cell phone ever, I've been with Verizon since day one, and I got my first cell phone, and my first contract was for 120 minutes a month. And I remember thinking, who the hell is going to be on the phone for 120 minutes a month? That was like I was like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Like, no one's going to be on the phone for 3 hours.
Right.
Like, it was just silly. You would just never do it. And now it's,
especially,
you know,
with free nights and weekends. Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah. Was the big upgrade, is the free nights. Yeah. And people will call you 10 minutes before your free night started. You're like, hey, what are you, out of your mind? 10 minutes, bro.
So if I want to use this correctly, then I would say, hey, Josh, I'm riding dirty. I've got to go find a Jack to strike my next.
To strike my next.
My next deal. Would that be pretty
what
hip?
Are you, about half the time, I think you're in the Old West. What are you talking about?
I'm riding dirty, and I got to find a Jack.
To strike up a conversation with a good fellow.
Well, I'm not going to say to make a drug deal over the phone.
Well, yeah, the gas station over there has got a Jack. You'll be fine. You can use it there.
Okay. There you go.
I walk in. Hi, which one's Jack?
Yes.
Okay, I got that one. That's a good one, Al. Thank you.
All right, Tom, if I told you me, Pat, Chick, and Josh, we all hung out last night. It was, you know, where we were at was a sweat box, so then we just went back to the lab. Where were we and where did we go?
Sweatbox, obviously, I would assume it's some nightclub, and it was extremely hot.
Yes.
And the lab would be the abode of you or one of your posse.
I don't
think
so. And you're probably the one that had the most reefer.
How am I doing?
You should know what lab is.
Yeah, we've had lab, haven't we?
Yes, we've had lab.
I don't remember, but I remember the word.
Say it again. Is lab a one? Is that implied that you're going back to one?
Me and the boys were hanging out at the Sweatbox. It was a small club, man. It was just too hot. So we said, man, let's just go back to the lab.
The lab. So it's short for laboratory, though?
Yeah, sure.
But I mean, okay. But it's not an actual laboratory.
Yes.
Okay. Like, unless you were a scientist.
Well, yeah, they don't work at Roche. What do you
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche, auch bei den Johnsons, oder Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau, made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil. Unser Bestes.